Our next speaker is one I'm looking forward to. I've got Anna Mallett with the Texas Comptroller's Office. She is the outreach specialist for the ABLE program, and she is going to give us all the current updates on the ABLE program. As a trust officer, I'm excited because I always like to know how I can use those ABLE accounts to get our beneficiaries more money easily. So I will let her take over.
Thank you. My goodness. Thanks for that introduction. So my name is, as she mentioned, my name is Anna Mallett. I work for the Texas Comptroller's Office just down the street. And my job is outreach specialist for the Texas ABLE program. And so I've had a chance to speak with several of you this morning. So what I'm planning on doing today is just kind of providing a very high-level overview of ABLE. I know many of you are familiar with ABLE. Molly gave a great overview this morning, and so I'm just going to kind of get into the nuts and bolts of kind of the overarching foundations of what ABLE is, right? And then we'll talk a little bit about the Texas program, and then I'll end with some legislative updates. So you got me for 30 minutes right after lunch, so I have faith in you guys. And I love this, that this is in my presentation, because we have a bunch of attorneys in my office, and I'm here in front of a bunch of attorneys. So I always do this, whether I'm talking to folks out on the road or doing a webinar, I have to let folks know I am not an attorney, so I can't give tax advice and investment advice and that kind of information. All the rules and regs are on our website under our disclosure statement. So let's talk a little bit about ABLE. Again, you guys have an idea of what ABLE is from, I have a couple of you I spoke with this morning, maybe just a little bit of information they knew about ABLE, but wanting to know a little bit more. Let me give you just the gist of it. ABLE was created on the federal level in 2014, and it was created after a gentleman by the name of Stephen Beck. He was a disability advocate, but he was also a parent of a child with special needs. So the story is, Stephen, along with other parents that had kids with special needs, were sitting around his kitchen table one night, and they were talking about long-term saving strategies for their children. How are we going to be able to save long-term and keep eligibility for benefits, right, or future benefits? Hence, they created ABLE. So essentially what it did is it created a new way for families to save, putting their own money away in an ABLE account, a tax-advantaged ABLE account, using those funds for disability-related expenses, all while keeping that eligibility for benefits. Huge, right? Huge. The other thing that the law did, which is important, is it actually amended the tax code. So many of you are familiar with the college savings 529 accounts, right? So that's saving tax-free for higher education expenses. They amended the tax code to have these ABLE accounts sit right next to the 529 accounts. And so they're 529A ABLE accounts, and they're tax-free for for disability-related expenses. The last thing that the law did was it authorized states to administer the programs. Now, this is important because the only way an individual can enroll in an ABLE program is through a state-administered agency. Here in Texas, we administer the program through the Texas Comptroller's Office. As of December 31st, 2024, there are 46 states that have ABLE programs. You may be familiar with some of the stable accounts. That was a plan out of Ohio that was one of the first ones that rolled out. A lot of these states are open to out-of-state residents, so that's something to keep in mind as well. Texas is open to Texas residents only, okay? And we'll talk a little bit about the enrollment in just a moment. But again, since as of December 2024, which actually was the 10th anniversary of the ABLE Act, of rolling out that ABLE Act on that federal level, we've got over 187,000 accounts that have been open across the U.S. $2 billion have been invested in these ABLE accounts. It's huge. Let's talk a little bit about the basics, how it works. You guys know a lot of this information, so I'll kind of roll through it. These are tax-advantaged accounts. These are savings accounts, but they're also investment accounts.